A new report by a group that helps restore waterways says the Colorado River is the nation's most endangered. According to American Rivers, it's not threatened by pollution, but by long-term drought and rising demand. The report mirrors a similar one released last year from the Federal Bureau of Reclamation. The river supplies water to a number of western cities, including Tucson, Phoenix, and Los Angeles. But it says the flows will run short of demand over the next 50 years. Already, the river is drained of nearly every drop by the time it reaches the Colorado River Delta in Mexico. Wade Davis is an explorer for the National Geographic and the author of a book on the natural history of the Colorado River. He says years of taking water out of the river for thirsty agriculture has contributed to its poor health.
The real story of the diversion of the river and the desiccation of the delta is our desire to maintain a way of life that is rich in nostalgia, but incredibly inefficient in terms of ecological footprint. The diversion of the Colorado really goes to raise cattle and alfalfa in places where neither product really should be.
Despite the gloomy reports, Davis remains optimistic about the river's future. He points to riparian areas that have sprung up in the Delta region recently, where previously there were just mudflats. That's enough of a bright spot, he says, to focus on restoring the waterway.
When we live through a time when we have an obligation and an opportunity to restore the river, I think we really have a mandate to do it. And I think we'd find that it would take a remarkably small amount of water to bring the river back to life. And I can't think of a more glorious thing for Americans to attempt to do.
More than 40 million people rely on the Colorado River for water. The 1,400-mile-long river drains a 246,000-square-mile area. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.